Voters across Denmark turned out in big numbers as soon as polling stations opened. These are tough times for the Danes. Rising living costs and climate change worries have become a daily concern.
I'm not for a country where few have too much while many have too little. I want equality. This leads to crime and violence in the society.
I'm worried about the high energy prices. Money is losing its value, and we don't know how do we get through this crisis.
Prime Minister and Social Democrats leader Mette Frederiksen is confident her party will remain the biggest bloc in parliament, but the far right is gaining ground.
We have had some different discussions, but inflation and the prices and the energy crisis is, I will say, on the top of the agenda of the majority of the Danes.
This is the man who is likely to end a decades-long tradition of politics dominated by left and right coalitions. Former Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen presents himself as a moderate alternative to Mette Frederiksen. His rivals accuse him of stealing votes from the traditional right where he originally comes from.
The idea is to create a new political situation. You know, we are challenged by demographic, we are challenged by the economic crisis. I'm a true believer and supporter of the Scandinavian welfare model, but it's indeed challenged.
The next government isn't expected to change the country's course on immigration. That's because in their bid to stem the rise of the far right, the left and centre parties have taken a hard line on migrants and refugees. The Social Democrats are likely to remain Denmark's biggest political party, but Mette Frederiksen's chances of staying in power may ultimately depend on whether the moderates will want to form a coalition with her. And if they do, they expect to have a bigger say in her government. Hashim Ahbar, Al Jazeera, Copenhagen.